Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. Thank you. Doing great. Had a nice boat trip out with some friends yesterday in the bay. Feeling a little tired this morning.
Might have been a few of those cocktails you had.
A couple of vodka mules. Yeah, maybe yeah, that was it.
Something to do with it.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But I hope everybody's pretty good.
Good. Well, we hope everybody is doing well wherever and whenever you might be checking out this podcast. We do appreciate you listening to us. So lots going on. Let's bang out some interesting things that have happened in the last few days. As you know, we try to give you a week's worth of news in 15 minutes. That's our goal.
It's our liberal potpourri attack show. 15 minutes. Boom, 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 boom. Rapid fire.
Absolutely. So one of the shenanigans from the whole Trump era was the Fusion GPS fake Russia collusion story. So we thought this was all going to blow up years ago, but sure enough, they're still going after people. So we finally got an indictment, a pretty high ranking person. So he's the lawyer, Michael Sussman, and he works with that Perkins Coie group who are about as evil as they come.
Yeah.
So he was basically has been indicted for giving false statements to, at that time, FBI General Counsel James Baker. Hmm. You know, I don't want to rehash what this is all about, but hope what I always hope when they get these indictments is this guy flips and begins saying, okay, we're only going to give you X amount of years in prison if you give us this information and start really telling the story about what happened with the Clinton campaign
and the
whole shenanigans behind the fake news about Trump's involvement with Russia.
Except the thing is there, Dave, as you know. So what happens is he's like, this is the calculus going on in these guys' heads, right? So they're like, well, I could do like 7 years in prison because the Dems are going to give me $10 million to shut my mouth. So I'll just do the seven years in prison and I'll take the 10. Thank you very much.
Most likely that'll happen, but it's just great to see any kind of pushback on that. So we'll see what happens there. Hey, this is not good news for the consumers these days, Frank, because we got Mr. Potato Head in office in the basement.
Yes.
So consumer prices are now up 5.3%.
Yeah.
Food, fuel, and shelter is all surging. This is all predicted.
Yeah.
This is we got container ships off the coast of California here.
Yes.
The biggest backlog of container ships because there's no one around to actually unload the ships.
Right.
Everything is going up and a lot of meat prices are going up.
No, we're having crazy inflation. This was highly predicted. This is just very classic. When you start spending like a drunken sailor, and this is classic liberal tax and spend model. But then you had that dickhead Department of Secretary of Agriculture dude come on. He's like literally has the gall to come up in a press conference and say, well, there's really not inflation if you factor out food, energy, meat and poultry. Other than that, everything's fine.
That.
Oh, so basically, what should we do? Just like stay at home and do nothing? Yeah.
Nothing to see here. It's a classic sleight of hand. So people have finally had enough. So even in New York City, Frank, the place you used to live, there was a fantastic protest yesterday with people chanting F Joe Biden.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. No, it's the F Joe Biden theme, Dave, has moved from college campuses and football games. Now in its third week, by the way, being covered on ESPN, live across the country. So lots more chance at the college football games and in the city so nice, they named it twice, where I used to live, New York City.
I love
it. We will not comply. We're over here in the Gateway Pundit. Thousands march against COVID vaccine mandates. And I'm looking at this crowd, and it doesn't matter what color these people are, but I'm seeing a lot of Black people, a lot of brown people, a lot of white people. I'm seeing a lot, every different color. So the point is now is that these lefty libtard idiots, their policies are backfiring now against their own people. What they don't realize is that these sort of vaccine passport ideas, which I guess you're trying to implement some version of that in LA County, Dave, and we're going to maybe see it in New York City, or they are trying it in New York City. It's backfiring against all their own people. And they're saying, hey, no, we will not comply. I'm looking here at this video. There's thousands of people marching in the streets of New York City yesterday. This is going to be very interesting to see how this all turns out.
I love seeing that in the heart of New York City, the heart of liberal heaven, as they like to call it, or and it was organized apparently by the Teachers for Choice. So these are educators and various members of society that are basically probably align themselves with the left.
Yeah.
And yet here they are protesting. And you're right. So it's a rainbow bridge of people, which I love, marching across the Brooklyn Bridge. So I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. And I think we're going to see much more of this. I think we're going to continue to see this. I mean, look, the UK decided not to go with vaccine passports because there was holy hell being paid over there. People were marching in the streets, same sort of thing. They're like, eh, you know, Boris Johnson's like, eh, maybe this is not such a great idea. So they backed off of that there in the UK. They're doubling down on it in Australia. So who the hell knows what's going to happen here?
I've seen some insane videos of, and let me ask you this, if you're a police officer, where do you draw the line about what kind of things you should enforce? So here we have regular citizens protesting about the blockage and the lockdown and all this stuff. And there was like about 12 or so police officers trying to hold them back. And it was finally a huge rush. People were getting hurt, hundreds arrested. If you're a police officer, really, you're going to put your, I don't know what you put on the line there, I guess your job or whatever, just say no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to beat up and arrest people because they don't want to be vaccinated. It's, where do you draw the line?
It's a good question, Dave. And I think it really comes down to the individual officers. But look, frankly, it's just like Nazi Germany. A lot of them are just state robots, and they're going to do whatever. We were just following orders. Remember the classic in the Nuremberg trials? We were just following orders. So I think we're going to see a lot more bad stuff about that than we before we see good stuff. But kind of on a quasi-related note, since we're in a little bit of COVID stuff, I was over here at the Gateway Pundit. Some teenager went to Walgreens for her flu shot because, we should get flu shots. There's nothing wrong with getting a flu shot. So they slipped her the jab, dude. I'm not sure if you saw this story.
Oh boy.
So they're saying it's a huge mistake. And, unfortunately, you can't take that back. Now that poison is inside her. And she's a young girl. She requested the flu shot. This is in Scottsdale, Arizona. She requested the flu shot. And then she was told to come back for her second dose. And she's like, what do you mean second dose? I wanted the flu shot. And this was at a Walgreens, again, in Scottsdale, in Fresno, California. So now there's going to be some serious litigation. As I told you a few weeks ago, Dave, when you asked me about flu shots, and I for all of our listeners out there, make sure that you see the box and the labeling of whatever it is you're getting injected into you. Don't just let somebody walk out from behind the counter in a pharmacy with a vial and with a syringe and shove it in your arm. Make sure you see what is being put into you.
Yeah. Can you say lawsuit? Oh, my Lord. I mean, besides the states, suing the feds and vice versa, the lawyers are busy these days. They're having this is a good time to be a lawyer, I got to tell you. There was another amazingly huge protest in France, of all things. So they call this Yellow Vest Movement, which basically aligns with a lot of our thinking. They're still plowing ahead. So they had another huge protest just a couple of days ago about the high energy prices, and they're going to continue to push the global warming nonsense. And who gets the brunt of it? Who takes the brunt of it? Just the typical citizen. Poor people get hurt more than anybody else. And so France is having another huge. They're upset. They got the value added tax on everything. They're trying to shift to wind and solar as opposed to just good old fashioned oil production. So energy prices have exploded in Europe lately.
Well, not to get off on a huge tangent, but wind and solar can't power cars. And people who think I always challenge people on this, on the Teslas and everything else. You know, the Tesla battery lasts for over 1 million years. They don't decompose ever, right? So there's apparently tens of thousands of them stacking up right now in a facility in Nevada. But regular old lead acid batteries from normal cars, they can be recycled. You cannot recycle a Tesla battery. So you tell me which one is the more eco-friendly. But Dave, I got to tell you, I got to follow up on your story about the France, the big protest. I'm not sure if you heard over in Washington, D.C. this past weekend. There was a protest in front of the Capitol. You know, I'm not sure if you heard about this. This was about the January the 6th prisoners that they still have in federal custody for the January the 6th protest. I think they were a little overprepared. So here's the scoop. Media fail. Press and police outnumber protesters at DC rally for people jailed in Capitol riot. First of all, it wasn't a riot. Second of all, they put up this ridiculous fencing, barbed wire, razor wire around the Capitol again. And they had dudes out in SWAT gear and AR-15s and the whole nine yards. A little overkill, don't you think, Nancy? A little bit overkill there, Chucky Schumer. And there was literally, I think, I don't know, maybe 1,000, something like that, people from our side is protesting the fact these people are still being kept in prison with no bail. Meanwhile, you know, during the BLM riots over the previous 18 months, where cities were burned and hundreds were killed, and Kamala Harris sponsored a PAC that was bailing people out, you know, with Soros-friendly DAs, they were being released the next day after they looted and shot people. I mean, it's just absolute insanity, dude.
Yeah, the left wanted us to wanted people to kind of blow up that whole scene at the Capitol. And so they said, well, we got to have fences got to be up. We got to have our stormtroopers out there. And what happened is there were actually some FBI agents that were undercover and they were actually getting arrested.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's great, dude. That's funny.
Or so, you know, even Donald Trump came out a few days ago and said, hey, this is all a setup. Avoid
yeah, don't
it.
Show up. Yeah, exactly.
A classic media nothing burger. It blew up in their face as a nothing. So classic. F them all.
Fuck them.
Speaking of dumbasses. Here's a great transition. So our favorite general, we just love to hate, Mr. Milley. Ever since he kind of came on my radar as a human being,
yeah,
just literally every week. So the latest is that there were reports that leaked out that during Trump's presidency that Milley got on the phone without any direction and called China's general, the top general in China, to say this or that about what our military will or won't do.
Right.
And it leaked out that he did this and it's pretty much just exploded. So everyone's calling for his head now.
Yeah. I mean, dude, until recently, I'm not sure if you know this. So this woke, now you can understand why this libtard general is so woke. You know, he went to the same high school in Massachusetts as that tranny who's that assistant secretary of human health and human services. You know, that it's a guy who's now a woman or whatever.
Sure.
And they gave her some assistant deputy health and human services job. So they showed the picture of when she was a he and when Milley was back at the high school together at this woke school. Dude. And so think about it. If you think about it, this is the result of years and years and years of indoctrination and CRT and pushing all the anti, you can be whatever sex you want kind of thing, not the sex that you're born. There's two sexes. There's guys and girls. That's it. You can be whichever one you want. You just have various parts cut off and you can do whatever you want. And so they came from the same school, dude, the same teaching, the same everything. So when you see them now today, to me, it's no surprise they are the way they are.
Well, this is blatant treason. If you want to have any kind of definition of what this is when you make this phone call without any prior directive and you get on the phone with our quote unquote, it's our biggest adversary in the world, China. Hello.
Yeah.
And you give them inside information about what we will or won't do. It's frightening that this man, General Milley, was able to rise up the ranks and have the power that he does now. Really scary.
Yeah, no, totally scary. But of course, nothing's going to happen because he reports to Biden and Biden needs him, and he needs covering his ass. So it's nothing's going to happen.
He's a part of the protected class now. And meanwhile, our potato head president wants us to drop, $85 billion to help the thousands of Afghanis resettle in the U.S. So what's another $85 billion? And that's just to resettle them. What about for the next 30 to 40 years of their lives?
Right.
They live in some fantasy world that these people are going to be able to come here and somehow integrate. These are people who follow Sharia law. Sorry, bottom line. I don't care if the female or male. And that they're going to somehow be productive and integrate into society is a joke.
Doesn't happen. We've seen proof it doesn't happen. We've seen what's been going on in Germany. They're running around with butcher knives and cutting people up and chopping people for just attacking women who are gardening because they're working. Women aren't allowed to work under Sharia law.
No.
We've seen it happen in Britain where guys are just walking around with machetes, just swinging machetes everywhere. Of course, you can't have a gun in Britain, but you can have a machete. So everyone's walking around with machetes now and hacking each other to death. So I agree with you, dude. It's Sharia law is a bastardization. The Muslim faith is, frankly, it is not a faith of peace. It really isn't. People like to say it's a faith of peace. It's not. It's a culture of violence is what it is.
Agree. Speaking of fires, so we finally have our we had this humongous fire up near Tahoe, Lake Tahoe, over the last few months. They finally kind of have it under control.
Yeah.
And this is a kind of a shocking thing. So for years now, Donald Trump and we've all been saying that you have to have controlled burns. There has to be a management of our forests. But of course, all the eco crazies have prevented this from happening. So strangely, out of nowhere, California lawmakers, all left wing, actually have come out and have actually said and are actually putting forward a new controlled burn pilot program. Huh. So this is the first time the left has even broached this subject. But now they actually won a legislative approval to go ahead and do this. So Gavin still has to sign it into law. But this is just one step, because when you have this, you know, dried up brush, branches and all this stuff, you have to clear that out.
Yeah.
And the, you know, most of California, actually, people don't realize it is still looks like a forest.
Yeah, you know, no, totally. You have to clear it out. A lot of it's federal land, and I see it all the time up in the Tahoe Basin and so forth. And hey, Trump, you know, but look, it only took the libs more than 1 million acres to burn up in a, like a torch over 6 weeks to actually move on something. So hey,
three million acres have already burned, and there once again, chalk this up. Another Donald Trump was right again. Quote.
Yeah.
Basically, everything he, you know.
Yeah, he was out taking Newsom to task on this issue when he was president. And, you know, Newsom, you know, just looked like an infantile child that he is. But hey, you know, if they want the state to, but look, they, again, I say this all the time. It's not about facts. It's not about science. It's all about ideology. Ideology trumps facts all the time. And they will let the entire northern part of the state burn as long as their ideology is correct.
Well, we'll see if this one, you know, which is funny, out of nowhere, these this little thing got passed. So we'll see if that leads to anything else down the road.
Right.
And I got one more thing for you, Frank. So we all know that the left has been pushing the defund the police movement for months now.
Yeah.
Because magically, people will stop committing crime. That's in their utopian fantasy.
And if they do and commit them, though, then they get treated by social workers. So
social workers are going to come out and break up that fight with the machetes and the machine guns. But up there in Portland, Oregon, and what a beautiful city it used to be. But now the apparently the 9/11 emergency call system is officially broken. So it used to be, you'd wait maybe at the most, you would wait 2 minutes. You're supposed to get it's supposed to be 15 seconds is when someone's supposed to get you some help, wherever, you know, whatever problem you might be having. But now it's more than 2 minutes.
Right.
And apparently there's so few people ready. They're now saying the average is more than 7.5 minutes before a dispatcher even answers.
Jesus.
Can you imagine if your home is being burglarized? Can you imagine if you see somebody running down the street with a machine gun? It takes 8 minutes for anybody to even pick up the phone now.
Yeah, it's insane. Wow. And whether it's Portland, which is now Antifa Central. So if anybody lives in Portland, you should not be living there. Just move. There's no reason to be living in Portland. It's just a dump and you should just leave. And I've talked about this, Dave, both of us are huge Second Amendment supporters, concealed carry supporters. People should get trained. If you're not already trained, get familiar. And you should be armed and you should protect yourself and protect your home and protect your property and protect your family. Because if somebody kicks in your sliding glass door at 2 o'clock in the morning, what are you going to do? Call 911. Even if the system's working, they won't be there for 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. By that time, you're dead or your kids are dead or whatever. So I'm a big believer in making sure that you take the necessary steps to do whatever you need to do to protect yourself, your family, your home, and your property.
And we're also seeing actually more than half of the people, about half of the people actually requesting new permits are females.
Yeah, over 50%. I actually have data on that. That's absolutely true. One more thing I want to share with you, and this is just a result of some big news breaking this past Friday at the FDA. We're back in the COVID world. So the FDA advisory panel rejected the need for booster shots in the general population. So. Right. Of course, Pfizer was very upset about this. They wanted to make some more money. Potato Head Joe Biden was very upset. Oh, we need the booster. We need the booster to control the deathly COVID scare. We need the epidemic situation here. But no, they looked at it and said, no, you know, you really don't need a booster. Bottom line is immunity through vaccination does wane over time. But right now, just in the elderly and the at-risk population are the only ones being called for boosters at the moment. But I'm sure that Potato Head Joe Biden will try to do this, get the boosters for the two-year-olds at some point that he likes fondling so much. So
it's crazy that as the numbers drop, they continue to push as hard as ever to have people get jabbed.
Yeah. Yeah, again, because they're what, like I said, you know, in our prior podcast, Dave, you know, once you run out of things to scare people about, then what? They need fear, because without fear, there's no control and there's no emergency. And then they run out of, that's it. Then their needle is on empty, and they have to keep it there all the time. Because if it doesn't stay there, yeah, then they run out of things to do, basically. And like, so, I said last time, the power goes back to the people at that point.
I got one more thing before we wrap up. So we love talking about how, you know, the reverse media reactions to certain events. So right after Afghanistan fell into a complete crap hole of insanity, they did a knee-jerk reaction of trying to take out one drone strike to kill kind of high-ranking Taliban. So ISIS, what do they end up doing? Yeah. So they call it, Milley gets up there and calls this a righteous killing. So now after X amount of days goes by, this drone strike actually happened to kill 7 children and an aid worker.
Sick.
It is sickening, mainly because, can you imagine if Donald Trump was the president and this happened?
Oh, yeah. He'd be crucified.
It'd be another months and months of what an absolute...
he'd be impeached. It'd be another impeachment. 100% impeachment.
But, and this was all just kind of a sideshow, because they wanted to show somehow, even though we blew the whole getting us out of Afghanistan, they said, well, if we at least do this, it'll show we're actually pretty tough.
We're kind of tough, yeah.
Without doing the correct amount of research and the correct amount of actually, was this a viable target?
Yeah.
They obviously, this was just some 7 children and an aid worker, Frank.
Yeah. And no, dude.
And then they lied about it.
They lied about it and then they got caught. It's just like the typical left wing, limp wristed, feckless, you know, pathetic leadership that we have. They are so not tough. They are so not correct. They lied about it. They covered it up. They called it ISIS-K, which was like some tip of the hat to LGBTQK or something. I don't even know what ISIS-K is. They were wrong. And not just like, look, you're going to have some collateral damage in any strike like that, 1 or 2 or 3 or whatever, but 7 kids? Holy cow.
It was just an incorrect target. Yeah. Didn't do the research, and it was just a knee jerk. We have to do something to sidetrack people.
Totally. Yeah. Well, talk about sidetrack. Yeah. They're the masters of deception at that. Dave, great to see you. Good to catch up. And
good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you. Make sure you check out our show, folks, online. We have a great website, www.rantandrave.us, and check out our podcast on all your favorite platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google, etc., Podbean, we love, and social media. We are all over Getter, Gab, and MeWe. We hate Facebook and we hate Twitter, so do not go to those places. Talk to you guys later.